Remember, Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless, our mothers are as widows. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. We have drunken our water for money, our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution, we labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Thou, Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us, there is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives, because of the sword of the wilderness. Thou, Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Our skin was black like an oven, because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion, and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand, the faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. Thou, Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. The joy of our heart has ceased, our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint, for these things our eyes are dim, because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this morning, or this afternoon. I'm still in the morning phase still again, but I did get it right the first time, right? If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see two videos at the top of the page. The one on the left side of the page is Bradley's show, it's the show now. The one on the right side, I'm backwards from this morning. The right side of the page, it was this morning's show, okay? So if you want to check that out, you can do so up until 6 a.m. in the morning when we'll start afresh, Lord willing. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. If you click on that, that'll take you into the chat on Rumble. We've got a lot of friends over there this afternoon. So good afternoon, you guys. Good to see you. And while you're over there, please subscribe to that channel. Again, it's Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top of the page over there, and we appreciate Michael and his team giving us a spot on their platform. And then hello to many of my friends who happen to show up on my highly censored Facebook pages and DLive.tv. Good to have you guys with us. Let me hit this real quick. We are highlighting, and that's my dog. Sorry, I don't have a studio or anything like that, so you get to hear my cafe and house too. Okay, we are highlighting Bradley's books. You know, last year he spent a lot of time writing three books. We had two out almost immediately. And then the third one we got out about a month ago. It took about 9 months to get out. And those are available in the store individually, or you can get them as a bundle pack. So if you get them as a bundle pack, you'll save about $5 off the price. Don't forget, there's also the Soldier of the Cross t-shirt and also the bundle pack for that, which has the t-shirt, the book, and the dog tag. So be sure and check those things out. Bradley is traveling, so he asked me to fill in for him. So you guys pray with him and his family as they travel and as they go and minister in the areas that they're set to go in. You can follow his schedule at sonsoflibertymedia.com, top of the page there. there's going to be a little place where it says Bradley's schedule. You can click that and you can find out exactly where he is. Okay, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking to three gentlemen this afternoon. Nick Urie, Attorney John Pierce, and radio show. And he's been on with radio show host. He's been on with Bradley before, Shad Olson. And we're going to be talking about a smear campaign that has come on from all kinds of lawless people, including those that claim they're apparently the law enforcement. And a family hotel has been smeared by them. And in particular, NDN Collective. I did some reading on them as far as to who they were because I had to be educated on some of that too. And I'm told they are worse than BLM or Antifa. And we're going to hear why from some of these gentlemen. So, Shad, John, Nick, great to have you on the Sons of Liberty. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Tim.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know which one of you guys want to jump in here first, Nick or John, to kind of start us off. Maybe let's go with Nick first. Nick, this is your family's hotel that we're talking about here. And can you tell us a little bit about where you're situated, what's been the history of this hotel, and why you're in this lawsuit right now?
Well, the hotel is family-owned and operated. We are located in Rapid City, South Dakota. And it's next to Mount Rushmore here in the Black Hills of South Dakota. We have been in operation and possession of this hotel since 1985. My grandfather started it, so it's three generations now. And we are currently in this situation because we have a far-left group, activists, that have basically smeared us in the media and filed a lawsuit. And that had to do to a shooting that took place at the Grand Gateway Hotel. And after that shooting, there was some social media outrage by my mother. She chose some words that weren't properly communicated, but what she was trying to do was make the connection between the amount of crime that Rapid City was experiencing and dark money, specifically the MacArthur Foundation. The MacArthur Foundation basically in 2013 came to Rapid City. 2015, it was official with the grant agreement. And then by 2020, you know, during COVID, it actually started a little before that in 2019, crime increased significantly in Rapid City. We went from basically two murders a year to 24. And of course, when you track violent crime, all other violent crimes follow suit, such as rape, burglary, assault and battery. And so as a business owner and a community member born and raised here, I started doing some digging, and when I discovered the MacArthur Foundation, I was really shocked. And what's really shocking to me is Pennington County, which where Rapid City sits, has received over $4.1 million from the MacArthur Foundation. NDN Collective has also received $4.5 million and is one of their top 10 donors to NDN Collective. Now, the MacArthur Foundation is located out in Chicago, Illinois. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them, but they donate and do a lot of nonprofit work, from drag queen story hours in kindergarten to criminal justice to climate justice to Nigeria.
Wow.
And so it is a very large NGO. This NGO, MacArthur Foundation, gets its funding through running its own private portfolio. So they do not solicit funds. All they do is trade stocks with inside the foundation itself to generate approximately 20% returns. The foundation that when I last checked was right around $9 million. Anyways, they established a grant called the Safety and Justice Challenge Grant. Now, the Safety and Justice Challenge Grant was spread to over 52 counties/cities. Rapid City was one of them, have it in Sioux Falls. There's two in L.A. County, Minneapolis, Hennepin County. They received a Safety and Justice Challenge grant. It's all over the country. New York, I mean, look at Philly, Philadelphia. They received one. You can go there to their website and read.
Nick, hang on just a second. We got to take a break here. Hang on for me a second. Guys, catch us on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Online, I've got with me Attorney John Pierce and Nick Ury from the hotel where they are creating this lawsuit and how they've been smeared. And he's telling us a little bit about that. Nick, I didn't mean to cut you off there, man. We're up against these breaks, and so they come in periodically, as you understand. And so we'll have another one somewhere around the bottom of the hour here, too. But if you would, pick up with your thought there where you were in communicating what's going on. And then, John, we're going to get over to you for some of the legal aspects of what's happening.
Well, sure. The MacArthur Foundation Safety and Justice Challenge Grant is in 52 different counties, Rapid City, Minneapolis, Hennepin. You can go to their website and look at it. They're pretty transparent about what this grant is. And in exchange for the money that we received here in Pennington County, we provided one thing, and that was data. And we also went ahead and applied their agenda. And their agenda was basically to reduce the jail population because jails were not safe. Now, the name Safety and Justice Challenge Grant is really interesting and kind of a no-namer because nowhere in the grant does it describe justice, a definition for it, and nowhere in the grant does it define safety. So, and it also has race quotas to it. So to me, the Safety and Justice Challenge Grant really was about critical race theory being shoved down to the prison system. And it's really difficult for people to wrap their brain that a lot of people were being let out of jail because they were trying to have equal number of races in the jail. Here in Rapid City, we have a large indigenous Native American community. So there are more crimes committed by Native Americans, and therefore the jail population is skewed. However, letting people out because of their race and not because of the crime really blew my mind. I went public with this information, and that's when a lot of my troubles started. Now, another part of this grant is they were able to purchase qualified immunity. And if people don't know what qualified immunity means, it means that the police cannot be held accountable for any of their actions, or administrative immunity. Judges, prosecutors can't be held accountable. And to this day, I still can't figure out, it just blows my mind, that there is a organization that can come out and give money and an effective change law by not enforcing law. And so crime in Rapid City skyrocketed. We are a little town of about 79,000 people. And when I say crime skyrocketed, everybody here in the community felt it. It was really insane. Part of that data exchange was we reported all of our prisoners and our prisoner population to an entity out in New York City called the University of New York, or the City University of New York State and Local Governance Institution. They had all the data, and then they would sit down with Pennington County, and they would have a collaborative effort as to who to let out of jail. And to this day, we really cannot determine who was responsible for some of the decisions to let some of these prisoners out. And some of these prisoners were very violent prisoners, or very violent criminals, because that's just the way the grant worked. You wouldn't believe it. So that's a little history about the MacArthur Foundation Safety and Justice Challenge Grant, the way it worked, how I kind of brought light to this grant, because at the end of the day, they weren't telling the truth. They were hiding the money. In Pennington County and South Dakota law, they have to disclose all grants that they received. And nowhere could you find this grant. And then I had to request it. And I did a FOIA. And I was really shocked that they weren't going to answer my FOIA. And they said they had to ask the permission of the MacArthur Foundation and the Justice Management Institute in order to give me this grant. Flash forward, that was in 2021. We have a shooting in the hotel in 2022. That shooting took place, Indian Collective did not like some of the words that were used. They sent testers into the hotel to test to see if we really banned Native Americans. And my mother's intent and her comments was never to set a policy. No policy ever existed. It was trying to create a reduction in crime, or not crime, but making our guests feel safe by implementing a no local policy. And the policy at the hotel is, you know, your ID must match, your reservation must match your credit card. And this is under South Dakota law. And this is just contract law, that you're the person entering into the contract. And when you sign our registration card, you are going to fulfill that contract. And so we had a lot of people coming in that would book rooms and then leave, or they'd book rooms for a homeless person and then leave, and then they would cause all these problems. And so NDN Collective, after these comments were made, after the shooting, and my mom was trying to bring attention to the MacArthur Foundation and the dark money, NDN Collective sent testers in. And these testers came in and tried to test our policy. Well, they tell the truth on their webpage, but they don't tell the truth in the complaint about what happened. And so from there, they filed a complaint immediately. This complaint was filed within three days after the shooting took place at the hotel. And once they had their complaint in their hand, then I suffered a media smear campaign like you wouldn't believe it. In fact, it was really scary, because when people say you're in a media blackout, you can't get your story out. And so I have been in this process for over 2 years, until I finally have gotten to the point and retained the services of John Pierce to, you know, sue NDN Collective back, is what we're doing. And, you know, John knows the case, knows the details of the case, and we're not going to get into the details of it, but John can definitely talk about what this case is about. And I'll let John talk right now.
Yeah, John, you want to tell us some of what's going on legally and what your approach is to all of this and what's really happening there?
Yeah, sure. And as I'm sure you understand, we'll not be able to get into too much detail about the pending litigation. But sure. From a general standpoint, you know, what's been going on in the United States for at least the last 7 years, if not more, and really going back decades in terms of, you know, what the left has been trying to do is there's really, you know, been an attempted, you know, Marxist Maoist revolution going on in the United States. And, you know, it's occurring at all levels, and it involves, you know, all sort of institutional actors like the media, the government, you know, big money, activists, et cetera. And so, you know, I've, as you may know or may not know, you know, I've been taking on a lot of these battles really at the national level for the past several years. You know, from George Papadopoulos and Carter Page and the Russia hoax to representing Tulsi Gabbard and Rudy Giuliani as, you know, they were smeared ruthlessly to representing Kyle Rittenhouse in the Kenosha shooting and Laura Loomer against big tech. You know, what's been going on is you have this sort of repeated pattern where, you know, you have a combination of interests. You have some dark money. You have some leftist agitators. You know, you have some aspect of the government involved, you have the media involved, and, you know, really what they're trying to do at a national level is to undermine all the Judeo-Christian values and principles that was talked about in the lead-in up to your show. They're trying to destroy nuclear families, they're trying to destroy family businesses, they're trying to destroy the fabric of communities, they're trying to destroy and eliminate our history, and they're trying to create, you know, mayhem. You know, reduce the law and order in our cities and states and in the nation. And so I really have a lot of experience from a national level on this, you know, and I'm really glad that Nick reached out to me because while I certainly, you know, it made sense that some of these kind of things were going on at a local level, you know, I really just hadn't had the opportunity to get kind of deeply involved. But, you know, when you start to look at it, as Nick said, the same sort of pattern with these types of, you know, Soros-backed dark money groups, you know, including him, you know, helping DAs get position in places like Philadelphia and Los Angeles and San Francisco. You know, it's also happening in the middle of the country, and it appears to be happening in a very similar way in Rapid City. And so, you know, and again, I didn't live through these events, Nick did, but what we've alleged in the complaint and what appears to be happening is along the lines of a civil RICO conspiracy where you have this pattern of, you know, false smear allegations of racism, and then you create this atmosphere of fear where they're able to kind of bring in corporate America, like, you know, Expedia and those sorts of things to basically cancel a family business and prevent them from you know, having the revenue they need to operate, and then, you know, the government entities get involved at the local level, also at the federal level with DOJ. And they just start terrorizing, you know, these family businesses and these individuals. And then the media gets involved. And once the media gets involved, like Nick said, you know, it's really almost hopeless in the immediate term to kind of, you know, get your story out. But it's just imperative that, you know, Nick and folks like him and his family across the nation, you know, stand up and fight back. And that's what we're doing.
John, hang on. Guys, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses. A bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It's kind of interesting. We had we got the recording of Shad Olson on the show here, and Shad's with us. We're going to get to you in a minute, Shad. But what a great radio voice! I wish I had that. I don't know how you develop that. It's beautiful. Anyway, we're back here, and John didn't mean to cut you off, but our breaks get kind of a short little bit of music there. So go ahead and continue your thoughts of what you were sharing with us before the break.
Yeah, no, so basically, what we're doing is we're finally, standing up and fighting back. I mean, Nick and his family have been just kind of on the ropes, being hit with a lawfare sort of firestorm, the way President Trump, honestly, has been attacked over the past several years. And, just in a rough comparison, they just come at you from so many different angles. I think they got multiple lawsuits pending. They're, trying to deal with the costs of all these litigations. Their business has suffered, dramatically. They have banks coming after them. So it's sort of a multi-front war, and that's the intent of the kind of strategy on the left, is really to since they have been successful largely in capturing these institutions, they're able to marshal these different resources and just attack you from different directions. Now, one thing that I am optimistic about, and again, going back to the national level, I mean, it does look like things, are going pretty well for President Trump. And so I think we are going to start to roll this culture, back, this cultural war. We're going to kind of take the offense, and we're going to start gaining some ground. But what's happening is, on the local level, you don't always have the same kind of attention that you have at the national level on these issues. And so you have real, you know, American citizens who are just trying to, you know, run their business and, you know, live their lives, who are suffering, and, you know, they're not getting a lot of help. So, you know, we filed a civil RICO case, also alleging intentional interference with, you know, business relations and forgery and things like that. And so, you know, it's going to be a long, tough road, and we're going to need some help from folks. But, you know, we're going to fight till the very end to turn this thing around for sure.
So, John, let me ask you this. What's the time frame that you're looking at for this thing to actually go to court? Or are you expecting these guys to settle out of court?
You know, these litigations, as you know, when clients and parties get involved in litigation that haven't been involved in kind of, you know, hard fought litigation before, they're often shocked at how long it takes. I mean, I know Nick has now, unfortunately, got a lot of experience in litigation. But these things, they take a long time. I mean, these things can take, you know, a couple few years to play out if it goes all the way to a trial. And then it goes to an appeal. You know, in this case, my sense is that, you know, we're dealing with some actors here who are very sort of firmly entrenched in what they're trying to do, you know, to attack Nick and his family. And it seems to be, you know, essentially what they're, you know, kind of raison d'etre is in terms of, you know, they're raising money for it, and this is what they do. So I'm doubtful that this case will, you know, settle certainly in no time quickly. But, you know, we're in it for the long haul, and we're going to, you know, take it all the way to trial if we need to, and then pursue appeals. And, you know, we're going to get justice for Nick and his family.
Yeah. Is there any way to have, like, they talk about injunctions and stuff like this to stop the spread of the things that they're saying about Nick and his family and the hotel and stuff? Is there a way to have some kind of injunction like that if they continue to go on about what they're doing to the Charles Heard?
It's really very, very difficult to get any kind of injunction against, you know, sort of defamation or smear campaigns or things that people are saying, you know, because of the First Amendment. I mean, a very, very rare, I mean, that would be called a prior restraint, and it's very kind of difficult to get. I mean, in very rare circumstances, like in, for example, you know, the way they attacked President Trump, right? Like, he got a gag order put on against him, so he couldn't speak about what was going on. But that was really, you know, kind of, you know, attempting him to, you know, prevent him from being able to campaign. So those are tough to get. I mean, you know, injunctions would typically deal with, you know, keeping individuals away from somebody in terms of a TRO. So I don't think that, you know, we'll be able to get that kind of thing. But that's why part of what we're doing here as part of this lawsuit, you know, is to let folks know what's going on and to fight back in the narrative battle. I mean, so much of what happens today is a battle of narratives, you know, sort of convincing folks in the public what the meaning of information actually is and what's actually going on. And, you know, Nick has been up against some folks that candidly are very effective at a narrative battle. And that's, you know, that's what the left has been very effective at. And so, you know, we have the benefit of having truth on our side. And so now it's time to start getting the real story out.
Amen. Amen. And that's why we've got you on the show, because we want you guys to get your side of the story out there. Because if the Mockingbird Media is pushing something, you know, the truth is probably in the opposite direction. Shad, you're on, and Shad and I and Nick talked briefly before the show. And I wanted to get your perspective, too. We've got him in here. And Shad, do you want to give us a little bit of your perspective on what's going on with all of this?
Absolutely, Tim. And I thank you for the opportunity. And I want to impress, I have a real burden and a real passion for impressing on your listeners and on every American patriot the importance of realizing the way that these multi-pronged attacks are being undertaken, not just against individual citizens and business owners, but against the nation on the whole. And when you see the way these moving pieces interlock and are really working in concert to the detriment of our economy and really capturing the political space, and as you mentioned, the Mockingbird Press overtaking the media, these narratives are being used to destroy all the way from the grassroots level right here in Rapid City, South Dakota, to the very top of the pyramid, as we understand, with national leadership and our puppet leadership that's been put in place over our heads. Every American patriot should know the name NDN Collective.
Did we lose Shad? I think he fell off there earlier. Maybe he's in a bad spot. I'm not sure. Shad, are you there? Okay. Not sure why. This is just for people who are asking. I know I had some people come in the chat.
Are you able to hear me?
Okay, yeah, we got Hello. You there. Go ahead. Go ahead. You were dropped out there for a little bit. I guess he
dropped. This morning, and I lost you guys at the beginning of the meeting. Are you able to hear me okay?
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
So every American patriot should know the name NDN Collective. Everybody's aware of Antifa and BLM and their street warfare burning down the American cities in the summer of 2020 and the George Floyd riots from Kenosha to Minneapolis to Detroit to Milwaukee, you know, just all across the country. NDN Collective burned an American flag outside the Democrat National Convention in Chicago just a month or so ago. So they're involved in the street warfare, but they're even more powerful than BLM and Antifa, and I'll tell you why. They are politically, they fit hand in glove with Agenda 2030 and the use of environmental warfare on the American economy. And the way that that happens, they're involved in what's known as climate justice, climate equity, decolonization, and this idea that the land that we live on here in the United States needs to go back to the Native Americans. And that's actually been something that's been promoted and founded and advanced by NDN Collective. And this goes hand in glove with everything that we're talking about in this racial attack against my good friend Nick and his family. And so they work in policy. Everybody knows what they pay for a gallon of gasoline right now under the Bidenomics hellscape of inflation. If you realize, you go back to 2016, NDN Collective single-handedly spearheaded the blockading of the Keystone XL pipeline, and they did that all the way up until the point that Joe Biden canceled that project at the very start of his administration in 2021. That's what spiked. Oil prices went from $30 to $130 inside of a year. That set off the inflation firestorm, and then the printing of the money and everything on top of that that's really put us in a consumer misery index in terms of what we pay for everyday items. So NDN Collective, you've never heard the name, but they actually influenced what you were paying at the pump for your gasoline and what you were paying for groceries, because energy prices go right into food prices. And so all of this works together. And so NDN Collective, they're at the heart of this racial smear against Grand Gateway Hotel in Rapid City, South Dakota. They just removed a superintendent of schools from the Rapid City schools. Now they've turned their sights on the Rapid City Police Department and the Pennington County Sheriff's Office here in Rapid City as well, with these phony racial smears that they have the Office of Civil Rights come in and investigate. They invent the stories. They advance the story.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we have it again. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why we're losing him. I don't know if he's got a bad signal there or what's happening. John, let's go back to you. We got just a couple of minutes here for the break. Sure. What's the next steps that you guys have ahead of you?
Oh, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're back now.
But I apologize for the technical.
That's all right. It sounds like you're about to lose a connection or something before you go out.
Okay. Yeah, we're just struggling with connection here, and I apologize for that.
No, it's okay. If you want to finish your thought, go ahead.
What's the last thing that you heard that I want to know when it dropped out?
You were talking about NDN Collective, and I think you were talking about the amount of money they were getting and the things they were doing there.
Yeah, they're very versatile and powerful because they're very well funded. They received $100 million as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. And they're using that both politically and from a street warfare agitprop perspective to really wreak havoc just across the United States. And so that's who we're up against. And it's a multi-pronged attack. I don't know if I was able to come through with the part. They just took out our superintendent of schools in Rapid City, and they're now running a similar racial smear operation against the Rapid City Police Department and the local sheriff's office as well. And so because of technical difficulties, I'll just turn it back to Nick and to John to fill in the rest of the detail.
Okay. John, do you want to pick up on what I was talking about? How about we do this? There's about 30 seconds there. Is there a website that you guys can point people to? Is there support that's needed in any way for what's going on? You want to give that up?
Yeah, the most important thing is we do need folks to go to GiveSendGo and to contribute through the NCLU, my nonprofit, to help to fund this case. So if they go to GiveSendGo and the backslash, after the backslash is Rapid City Battle, and you can, we'll provide you a link. But if folks can go there and you know, donate, those funds will go directly to the legal fees and the costs involved in this case.
Okay.
We're going to need a lot of help in order to take this all the way to the finish line.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're here with John Pierce and Nick Urey and Chad Olson. We're talking about a lawsuit that's going to be going forward from the Grand Gateway Hotel that's been filed, and it's against NDN. It's not Indian like you think of how we normally term people. It's N, the letter N, the letter D, the letter N. Just so you guys are on the right page there as to what's going on. And before the break, we were getting with John. And John, I was trying to type that in real fast, and everything was changing real fast. You said it would, people need to go to givesendgo.com/Rapid City.
Battle.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and tell people what's next on the agenda for you? What do you have to get ready as far as you've just filed this? What all are you going to be putting together? Or are you just kind of sitting back and you're going to wait on the response right now?
Yeah, so what has occurred is that immediately after we filed this complaint, you know, unfortunately, you know, Nick and his family, you know, had no choice but to file a bankruptcy petition, you know, due to all of these attacks and the, you know, the damage that's been caused to them with respect to, you know, loss of revenue, et cetera, and, you know, all the litigation costs involved and everything else. And so when a bankruptcy petition is filed, there's an automatic stay on all litigation involving those parties by force of law. The stay is in effect. So everything's been on hold since we essentially filed this complaint. It is possible that that stay will be lifted in the next few weeks. There's been a motion filed to lift that stay. And so once that stay is lifted, then the defendants will have a chance to, you know, respond to the complaint. And then, you know, we'll be going before the court. And at that point, hopefully we'll be moving forward towards discovery. And we'll be taking a lot of depositions, getting every single shred of paper, every document that relates to this. And we're going to start to, you know, see what the evidence shows and take it forward toward trial.
Okay. All right. Now, Nick, I'm going to show people here real quickly. This is the GiveSendGo page, givesendgo.com/Rapid City Battle. If you need to know that, I've got it permanently in the comment section on Rumble, and also just rewind this, okay, if you have to replay it. But it's showing here the eviction notice. So this is more than just them attacking you. They're trying to take your livelihood and all of this. Tell people how serious of what's going on. I mean, just no legalese or anything, just what's gone on that's caused such a problem where the hotel's struggling like this.
Well, you guys have to understand that, you know, when Donald Trump says that he's standing in the way of them coming after us, he's telling the truth. And I'm experiencing it. This is a multi-prong, multifaceted, multi-vector, whatever attack you want to call it. It works pretty well. I mean, you get up, you make an accusation, you get the DOJ involved. The DOJ has unlimited resources. And I don't care what Merrick Garland says. It's political. The DOJ is political. I mean, their press release on our settlement with the DOJ, and granted, it was a consent decree. There was no admission of guilt, and there was no money involved. All they wanted was for us to do a couple of things, and we said, sure, let's do that. And from their press release, everything went downhill. I mean, once they got you, they got you. I mean, I've been debanked, deplatformed. Yes. And, you know, this all gets back into the House Weaponization Committee, the DSAC, which just stands for Domestic Security Alliance Council. It's where agencies can report to this database by the FBI. And then lo and behold, that gets spread out to 650 corporations across the United States that have over $1 billion worth of revenue, which would be Expedia, Bookings, and others. So this is very real. I mean, people need to really wake up to what's going on. I've been fighting this fight for 2 years, and it's vicious. They're vicious. It will not stop. It will not stop. In regards to NDN Collective, I mean, people really need to understand who they are, what they're about, and their network. And it's just not here in South Dakota. It's U.S. and it's international, and there's ties to the PLO. I mean, We're witnessing something very, very big, very, very concerning. The listeners need to be very concerned with what's going on. And these techniques, these patterns, I mean, the same pattern that got played out on me got played out with the school board superintendent, and it's getting played out with the Rapid City PD and the Pennington County Sheriff's Department. You make the accusation, you get the DOJ involved. The DOJ has unlimited resources, and it's a pressure cooker. They get you to sign something, and then after that, lawsuits start getting filed. And then you get debanked, you get deplatformed. So, you know, we had Native Americans staying with us when they made their accusation. We employ Native Americans. I mean, we've had long-term Native American employees. We are not a racist company, and we never had a policy discriminating against Native Americans, period. And if people want to help, come out to the Black Hills, stay at the Grand Gateway Hotel. We'd love to have you. We really need your help and your support.
Hey, man, is there a number people could call if they want to book with you?
Yeah.
Give it
you
to
ready?
Me. Yep.
1-605-342-1300.
One more time.
1-605-342-1300. And they can go direct to our website, grandgatewayhotel.com, and make a reservation there, too.
Now, I'm just going to throw something out here, and I know John's going to say, I'm not going to say anything on this, but I do believe these things are just what we talk about on the Sons of Liberty. I think we're seeing the judgment. This is the judgments of God. You read Deuteronomy 28, you can't help but see exactly what's going on. We've been seeing it for the past several decades in the country. And God said this is how he judges nations if they don't repent. And, you know, our cry is like what the song that we played before the show. You know, renew us. Renew us. We're at your mercy. We're like the leper. We can't change our spots. We need you to change us and then build us up to stand against this. You know, the Bible talks about God raising up a standard when the enemy pours in like a flood. And that's what Nick's trying to do in his neck of the woods. He's trying to stand there, and he's got people like John. He's got people like Shad standing with him. But do you guys have anything in place where you're building the men up of that community to be what Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, 16 say? That you've got compatriots there that are there if you need them, if something goes on? Are you guys talking that up in your community at all for a situation like this, in case it goes a little further than just them just committing a smear kind of campaign?
Well, we have the local network of churches, and there's good churches out here, and then there's very lost churches. The good churches know exactly what's going on. In regards to citizenry, there is there are groups of people that meet regularly on a weekly basis, if not every 2 weeks basis, to communicate. So we do have that in regards to building and lifting each other up. I mean, the campaign that's currently going on right now is a demoralization campaign. And quite honestly, I think the House Republicans play a big role in that, to tell you the truth, because, you know, they ask for whistleblowers, they ask for information, but they don't seem to be able to produce anything that is of substantial. So the demoralization campaign that has been going on for the last 4 years, I mean, there are certain individuals out here, me being one of them, that have been devastated by it. And yeah, you bet you, we stick together and we build each other up, and, you know, we pray, we have faith. But at the end of the day, I really do believe it comes down to the action of we the people. We have to take over our local government. We have to watch. We have to watch over those that are in authority. I mean, this stuff that's going on right now, I mean, with these NGOs and everything else, I mean, you look back in the 60s and the 70s and the chaos that took place there. I mean, the CIA actually had an operation called Operation Chaos. And I believe that's what we're going through right now, is Operation Chaos 2.0. So, you know, we got to take back our government. We the people have got to take back our government.
Amen. Amen. And this is a press to do just that. Shad, I want to give you maybe the last word here. We got about a minute or so. Do you want to fill that with words, exhort the audience?
I just, Tim, and I really just want to impress upon people the lateness of the hour. And you mentioned, you know, we're the remnant. We're trying to stand up for what's right and what's true. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if we humble ourselves and pray, that God will hear us and he'll heal our land. And I know that you and Bradley and so many of your listening audience have been crying out for that very thing for years. And we just need to realize we're in the latter stages of what's been a roiling Marxist coup in the United States that's been happening for decades. And we're starting to feel it. The pain is the heat's being turned up on the pot to the point now that it's intolerable. People are finally starting. Do you see that in the way that people are starting to wake up and kind of shake themselves from their slumber and realize, you know, the stuff that's on the line politically? But we're so far beyond political solutions in a lot of ways to the power that's become entrenched in these corrupt bureaucracies, and the power that they're able to wield over people like Nick and you know, even people like John. You know, we have Project 65 now to go after anybody who actually represents Donald Trump or who tries to do these things in the court.
Okay. All right, guys, thank you so much for your time. Hang on, and I'll say goodbye to you off air. Guys, we'll be back with you in the morning, Lord willing, 6 a.m., bright and early. Catch us then, right here. Same bat time, same bat channel on Rumble. Talk to you then.